Genesis chapter 22 verse 8, Bereshit Kaf Bet Pasuk Het. Vayomer Avraham, and Abraham said, Elohim Yirei Lo Haseh Le'ola Bani. God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. Vayomer Avraham, Elohim Yirei Lo Haseh Le'ola Bani. And Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. Let me just add that exegetically it was possible that Abraham was saying that God would provide for himself a lamb for the offering, namely you, my son. Elohim Yirei Lo Haseh Le'ola Bani. God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering. That is you, my son. At any rate, Isaac did understand that he would be offered by his father on the altar, and he made no effort to escape or resist his father's will. Of course, Abraham was a great prophet, and the Akedah, or the binding of his son Isaac, is the story of how God would bind his only begotten son to offer him as a sacrifice for our sins. And perhaps he had shared this vision with his son Isaac. In this connection, consider how the Akedah provides a prophetic picture of the Messiah as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Both Isaac and Yeshua were born miraculously. Both were only begotten sons who were deeply loved by their fathers. Both were willing to be sacrificed upon an altar on behalf of their father's request. Both willingly took up the means of his execution. Both experienced a profound passion as they were bound and offered up. Both were to be resurrected on the third day. And both demonstrate that one life can be sacrificed for another, the ram for Isaac, and Yeshua for all of mankind. Indeed, Isaac is a clear picture of the greater seed of Abraham to come, the one who would remove the kelilah, or the curse, and save us from spiritual death. For more information about the Akedah, please see the Hebrew for Christians website and look for articles related to the sacrifice of Isaac.